you are on the wrong side. So that's what the prophet say, that this gives us what? We learn immediately what? A principle. The revelation of God for each age can come in that age only. And at what? A specific time. Next. He said, look at the history of Israel. The revelation of God to Moses came only at a specific time of history. And even more specifically, it came as the people cried unto God. See, there is something. My brother, my sister, cry unto him. He will answer you. It shows that individually all our needs, if we will cry unto him, he's that same God you go toward. Come down and answer. So when the children of God were crying unto God, he came and what? He brought a prophet to deliver them from the bondage that they were in. Amen. That's it. So Jesus himself came at the fullness of time. He being the complete revelation of the Godhead. And in this age, Laodicea, the revelation of God will come in its due time. It will not falter. Neither will it be what? Premature. Think of this and heed to it well. For we are in the end time today. The fullness of time has come to us, my brother. When all mysteries are what? Over. That's the fullness of time. And I think somewhere I said, the fullness of time, he does what? He will gather together all that in heaven and on earth in one. That's Christ Jesus. He will gather all of us together in Christ Jesus. So from the first age, second age, third age, all that they did, they were what? They were right, because that was their message for that age. It was right for them. At the fullness of time, that's where we are now, he will gather all together. Those in heaven and those, if we are still on earth here, oh, we will be caught up together with them. So let's look at this. The time was not at hand previously. You know, in the first world, when we talk about first world, we all know as Noah's time. We are looking at what the prophet said. The time was not at hand previously. So in the first world, the time was not at hand until Noah received the message for the people. Praise the Lord. It wasn't at hand then. Until God said, oh, now, these people, I need to destroy them. The evil is so much. So when he called Noah and gave him the message, from that time, the time what? The time was at hand. You get it? Amen. So when he received the message, then was the time at hand when Noah began to sound his message. You get it? So we are coming to our time. But the long suffering of God, not willing that any should perish, it gave what? Man a grace period of 120 years before judgment fell. Though the time was at hand at that time, when he received the message and started to sound, the time was at hand. But God, because of his word, long suffering, he gave the people 120 years for them to repent. Next. In Luke 17:26, he said, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man." And we are in that day now. See, so shall it be also in the second world. We are now living in a second world. The first world has passed away. We are now living in a second world. And the time was not at hand previously until Malachi 4 was fulfilled. Amen. So from the time Malachi 4 came to the scene, the time was what? At hand. The time is at hand now. Next. In this second world, it's also even now, we are what? Living in a grace period under the mercies of the long-suffering of God. Time is at hand, my brother, my sister. So the period we are living now is what? Grace. Grace period. Just like in the first world, they had 120 years. And we cannot guarantee ourselves also that it's 120 years. I probably could be tomorrow. Even maybe this very minute, it will just come. So it's telling you what? You must be always ready. Listen to your prophet. Those who listened to Noah, 8 people, they did what? They entered into the ark. Today the ark is what? Is the word, the message. When the judgment shall fall, no man knows. Yes. But one thing the bride knows is the time is at hand. Because of the events and things that pass, we know that the time is what? The time is at hand. So my brother, my sister, let us be looking into that spiritual mirror and straighten our coat and our flying ties and everything, the spiritual mirror. Because when you look at the natural mirror, it tells you how you look outwardly. Today, when I look at my own, I could see that my jacket is very nice. Amen. But when I left, see, I've forgotten all what. See, that doesn't do me anything. Amen. But when you look into the spiritual mirror, oh, praise the Lord, and you straighten yourself, it becomes what? Part of you. It's an inner one, not the outside. As you straighten and make proper appearance in the inside. And when it comes in the inside, it comes also on the outside for everyone to see. Do you love him? So next week, Lord willing, we will start the main subject proper. And it will be a salutation to the churches. Jesus saluting all the 7 churches. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Truly the time is at hand. And Lord, oh, how a privilege for us that we can hear all these things to get ourselves always ready, O God, because you can come in at any time. Lord, help us, Lord, to live that life of perfection that, oh God, when you come, Lord, we will not be found wanting, Lord. We bless you, Lord, now. Today, you, oh, your children, we've come sitting at your feet. We look back all the things that you've done the week that is past, Lord. And here you've opened a new week to us. We want to thank you. We want to praise your name. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your holy name through songs, praises, and worship, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands as they come, O God, to prepare an atmosphere, O God, because we know your servant, you have already, oh, spoken with him, and you have given him words that, Lord, will be, oh, the needs of your people, O God. So, Father, we still commit him to your hands that, Lord, you bring him here with anointing and with power to bring your word, O God, all for us for the week and beyond. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God.